If I was going to call myself an expert in anything, I'd be an expert in small talk. I am great at it. I know just enough about that local sports team. And did you see this guy today? Talk about blue, and I can't believe it's only Wednesday to talk to anyone. You, dear listener, have been tuning in to hear me make small talk for the better part of a decade now. And while I might relish the opportunity to idly chit-chat, most of us would do anything to avoid small talk. Instead, we text. We put headphones on. We fake a phone call. Anything to avoid actual human interaction. Wouldn't it be nice if you could avoid small talk forever? In tonight's story, we travel 5 years forward into a future where a soldier, trying his best to readapt to civilian life, is going to be handed a phone with the latest app that does all his talking for him. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Artificial Ignorance, a DTC radio story by Peter M. Carozzo.
Is transferred. Your new phone's good to go.
Thanks.
I can't give you credit for your old phone. It's ancient.
Yeah, I've had it for 5 years.
Dude, nobody keeps a phone that long. Where have you been? In a cave?
Some of the time.
What do you mean?
I'm in the army. Just finished my last tour of duty. I've been overseas for a while.
Doing what?
Military intelligence. Gathering information for the war.
What war?
Same one as always. It's just the places that change.
I didn't know there was a war.
I guess no one's paying attention. Hey, what's this app that keeps popping up on my screen?
That's the STAP.
The what?
You know, the STAP. Small Talk Assist app.
Can I get it off the screen?
No, it's always on.
Why?
Because everyone's always using it.
What's it do?
Dude, you really were in a cave. It makes small talk.
With who?
With everyone.
It's an app that talks to people.
Yeah, not to people, to other STAPs.
Why?
So people don't have to, you know, make small talk.
What if I want to talk to people?
Why? The STAP does it for you.
I guess the great enemy of clear language is insincerity.
What? What enemy?
Nothing, just a quote from George Orwell. I quote authors when I run out of explanations for the world.
Oh yeah? I play online games on my phone.
That works too. So what are people doing while these small talk apps are talking to each other?
You know, texting, gaming, binging.
Binging?
Yeah, binge-watching shows. You gotta have time to watch shows, so your STAP keeps you from getting interrupted while you're watching or texting or whatever.
Can you disable it?
I don't know how to. No one's ever asked me.
Can I get a phone without it?
It's standard on every phone. I got a special order one. Probably take a couple of weeks. You better keep this one till then.
How does it work?
It's easy. You do whatever you do, and the STAP makes all the small talk.
What's it say?
Hold on. Let me get my phone. It's charging. Here.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
You see the game last night? Do you mean the NHL? Western Conference playoff game with the largest viewing audience according to the overnight ratings?
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy game, dude. I can't believe Edmonton won.
Yeah, I know. What a great comeback.
It's definitely going to 7 games.
Definitely.
Take it easy.
Have a good one.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. It says what you'd say if you met someone on the street.
That's not what I'd say. I don't watch hockey.
It has different modes. There's sports mode, casual fan, playoff fan. Here, look, this is sports mode, big events.
Hey, how's it going? Did you see on the news that Major League Baseball is considering using an electronic strike zone?
I don't usually talk about sports.
It's got all different modes. Here, look, you said it here. There's weather mode.
Weather mode.
Hey, how's it going? Beautiful day out. but I hear it's gonna rain tonight.
There's interesting facts mode.
Interesting facts mode.
Hey, how's it going? Did you know today is National Waffle Day?
There's current events mode.
Current events mode.
Good morning. Did you see in the news King Charles is considering stepping down so his son can assume the throne?
There's personal events mode.
Personal events mode.
Hey, how's it going? How was your weekend? Hope it was a good one.
There's compliments mode.
Compliments mode.
Hey, you look great. I like your outfit.
Most guys don't use that one. Anyway, you adjust it to whatever you want. You can customize it too, like I made mine say dude.
Just put it on the standard thing. I won't be using it.
You're gonna be the only one not using it.
Hi, I've got 5 shirts. Can I get them cleaned and pressed?
Sure, no problem. How's your day going? Great. How about you?
Sorry, how do I shut
this? Awesome. Glad it's hump day.
Yeah, yeah. How much?
It's $12.50.
All right, I'll pay now.
Thanks. Have a great hump day.
Yeah, you too. I mean, all right.
Hi. Welcome to Starbucks. Happy hump day. Can I take your order?
Yeah. Can I get a coffee?
Sure. That's no problem. Would you like an Americano, a cafe latte, an espresso, a cappuccino, a frappuccino?
No, just a plain coffee.
Sure, that's no problem. What size? Short, tall, grande, venti?
Just a regular size coffee.
Sure, that's no problem. Would you like to add a snack? Maybe a chocolate croissant, a banana nut muffin? A blueberry scone? A...
No, just a cup of coffee, regular.
Okay. Regular? Do you mean the type of coffee beans? Well, we have a variety of beans to choose from. You can try our Arabica beans, Colombian, Costa Rica Tarazu, Guatemalan Antigua, Africa Kitamu.
No, just a regular coffee.
Sure, that's no problem. So, regular beans?
Excuse me. Can I talk to you instead of that thing on your belt?
Okay.
I want to order a coffee regular, and that thing keeps asking me ridiculous questions.
Is your staff updated with your coffee preferences?
My what?
Your coffee preferences. The barista staff is programmed to read everyone's staff preferences and then, like, make that drink.
I don't have my cell phone with me.
You don't? Yeah, that makes it, like... a lot harder.
Just give me a cup of coffee. Regular.
What do you mean regular?
You don't know what coffee regular means?
Like not infused with something, you mean? Or like not decaf?
A regular coffee. Milk. 2 sugars?
Milk and sugar and stuff are on the side. We can't do that.
I'm paying $7 for a small coffee and I can't get a coffee regular.
Yeah, I guess not.
Has society collectively forgotten the meaning of a coffee regular?
Sorry. Do you still want a coffee?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hope you're having a great hump day.
George.
Hey, Steve.
Great to see you, bud. When'd you get back?
Monday.
We didn't expect you home till the weekend.
Yeah, I got discharged early. How's everyone doing?
Everyone's great.
What's new with Emily and the kids?
You know how it is, bud. Same old, same old.
Well, how's mom doing? I talked to her this morning. She didn't sound like herself.
She's hanging in. Some good days, some bad days.
You gotta tell me more than that. We haven't talked in months.
Yeah, listen, can you just give me 5 minutes? I'm watching the season finale of Battlezone. Here, my staff will fill you in.
Hey, George, how's it going? The kids are doing great. Lucy is finishing up third grade. She learned clarinet this year and lost another molar last week. Eddie just joined Cub Scouts and he's already a Bobcat. Mom had a rough few weeks, but she's rehabbing pretty well from the hip replacement surgery.
Steve, you gotta be kidding.
What's up, bud?
We haven't spoken in months. I haven't seen you in years and you can't stop watching some damn show and talk to me?
It's the season finale of Battle Zone!
So this app is going to talk to me instead of my own brother.
It's just for 5 minutes. I've been binge-watching season 4 all week. I'm almost done. I gotta see how it ends.
Steve, how can you use this stupid app?
You don't use Stat?
No, I prefer talking to human beings.
The Stat talks to everyone for you.
So I'm supposed to find out about you and your family from a robot instead of my own brother?
The Stat remembers more than I do.
Are you entering data into it so you can avoid talking to people?
Of course not. Stat mines all my social media, and pictures, and texts. It knows everything. It recognized you're my brother and turned on family information mode. This thing's amazing.
It represents everything that's wrong with the world.
Oh, come on, it's great. Look, it even plays Words with Friends.
Steve, I haven't had a real conversation with anyone all day. I just keep listening to mindless small talk, and of all days, today's Wednesday.
What's wrong with Wednesday?
It's hump day. All staff seem to be obsessed with informing everyone of that vitally important piece of information.
Alright, sorry. Let's talk. I'll finish Battle Zone later, even though it's only 5 more minutes, and it's the season finale. So, how you been, bud?
Not good. Since I've been back, I feel like nothing makes sense.
You were away a long time, in a pretty bad place.
Yeah, but after 5 years of watching inhumanity unfolding on a daily basis, I'd felt so isolated from that world. I just felt alone. I wanted to get back home and talk to people. Return to normal everyday life. But now that I'm home, I still feel isolated. Like I don't belong. I should be somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know. Do you remember going to Grandpa's house when we were kids?
Yeah, sure. What about it?
You remember that big wraparound porch he had in front of his house?
Sure. We used to play Matchbox cars on it.
Yeah, that's right. But do you remember sitting on the porch and talking to Grandpa?
Not really. I was usually playing baseball with the kids on his block.
Yeah, I never used to play. I always wanted to spend time with Grandpa. Sitting in those big wooden rocking chairs with him, he'd say, "Get us a couple of pretzel rods, Junior," even though no one else called me Junior. And there'd always be a big tin of pretzel rods in the pantry. I never saw anyone else with them, like he bought them in a store that was only for Grandpa's. And then he'd pour big glasses of ice-cold orange soda in those red metal cups, and we'd rock in those chairs and talk.
About what?
Everything! Who was the best pitcher in baseball? What life was like when he was a kid? We'd wonder if there were planets revolving around the stars we would look at. You know, with other grandpas and grandsons eating pretzel rods, looking at the sun and wondering that about us. We talk about battles from the Civil War, about what I was going to be when I grew up. And he'd be wearing that old-fashioned wristwatch with the Roman numerals and the leather band he always wore on the inside of his wrist, like the old-timers did. Secretly, I tried to see the time, hoping it wasn't time to go home. I just wanted to sit and talk on Grandpa's front porch forever. I can't imagine sitting down and talking with someone like that again. You know, someone who has so much to say about so much. Like Grandpa.
Grandpa, with his hat and his bow ties. He was a real throwback.
To a much better time. You know, Mom sold Grandpa's house when I was in basic training. It would have been nice to talk to Grandpa one last time on that porch.
By then, Grandpa had been gone a long time.
Yeah, but there was some comfort in knowing his porch was still standing there. After Mom sold the house, the new people tore it down. It's like things haven't been the same since.
You don't need a front porch to talk to someone.
Yeah, I know. But I'm starting to feel like I'm the last person out there who cares about things like having a conversation.
You gotta snap out of it, George. Get out of your funk. Get back out there. Meet people.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going on a date tomorrow.
Oh yeah? With who?
Someone I met on Match.com. I set up an account. Figured I was coming back home not really knowing anyone.
That's great, George. You're gonna have a good time getting back out in the world.
I don't know. I'm worried I can't connect to people anymore. At Starbucks this morning.
I thought you hate Starbucks.
Yeah, I do. But all the places where I used to get coffee are closed. When I went to order, nobody knew what a coffee regular meant.
What, instead of decaf?
No, coffee regular. Milk, two sugars?
You should set up an Amazon coffee account. The coffee's delivered every morning exactly the way you want it.
It's going to be the end of all human interaction soon.
Nah, it's all good. It's progress. Stop living in the past.
Yeah. Catherine Ann Porter wrote, "The past is never where you think you left it."
Yeah, totally, bud. Hey, come over Sunday for dinner. I'll invite Mom, too. It'll be a reunion. Listen, I gotta get back to Battle Zone. My staff will fill you in on everything else.
So Anne Phil is back in the hospital. Her arthritis is acting up. George, did you have to run? Well, happy hump day.
Thanks for getting together, Jessica.
Sure, it's great to meet you in person.
Yeah, same here. You look like your profile picture. That doesn't always happen. There's a lot of trick photography on that site.
I know what you mean.
Your profile says you're in fashion design.
Well, I work at a boutique in Soho, but I'm trying to get into fashion design. I went to school for... Wait, I've got to reply to this text. Okay, there. Sorry, I'm at school at FIT.
So what are you studying exactly?
You know, clothes and shoes. So you were in the army, right?
Yeah, for 6 years. I was overseas for the last 5.
Oh, was that horrible?
You mean the war?
No, I didn't know there was a war. I mean, didn't you have to wear the same exact uniforms all the time? That must get so boring, I'd go crazy.
Yeah, I never really thought about
that. Sorry, I've got to reply to this text, hold on. Okay, sorry.
So, you live in the village?
Yeah, my sister and I split a 2-bedroom. We're on 9th Street.
That's a great part of town. How long have you...
Wait, one sec. I just gotta reply to this group chat. We're planning my cousin's bachelorette party for next Saturday, and... Just give me a bit, you know, just... Here, my STAP is on getting to know me mode.
Jessica, am I on a date with you or your STAP?
I know, right? It's so crazy. Sorry, here.
So, I'm 5'3", and my favorite color is purple. I guess the spring is my favorite season, but I love the fall too. I have different outfits for every season. I really love shoe shopping. Friday is my favorite day of the week, but I love Thursday too because I can feel Friday is in the air.
Wait, George, where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Why?
Jessica, I asked you out because I thought maybe we could get to know each other. I just spent a week of my life talking to Staps, and I was really looking forward to talking to you. Since it's not working out that way, I'm going to go. No hard feelings. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong. Maybe that's not the way the world is now. Maybe conversation is a thing of the past. I mean, look around at everyone in this restaurant. Look at you all. You're sitting at tables ignoring each other, staring at your phones, letting your Staps talk for you. What has the world become? I just want to go back to a time when human beings sat at restaurants and bars and diners and talked to each other. You're letting the Staps take over. They're taking over our conversations. We can't let this happen. We have to stop them. I'd like to cash this check.
Sure, no problem. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Beautiful day out there. Not a cloud in the sky. And it's Thursday. That's like Friday Eve.
Yeah.
Any big plans for the weekend?
I have no plans.
No plans? You better hurry up and make some. Before you know it, it'll be the weekend.
You know, I don't want to talk about whether or not I have plans for the weekend with you. I don't feel like sharing that with a robot. It's bad enough I have to make idiotic small talk with people, but with an app, it's even more insulting. So frankly, my plans are none of your business.
Hey, that's okay. You don't have to share. With a beautiful weekend ahead of us, though, it would be sad to stay at home. So I hope you make some fun plans.
Well, a goal without a plan is just a wish.
I'm sorry. Please repeat.
I said a goal without a plan is just a wish.
I don't understand.
It's a quote by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
Not in database. I don't recognize Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Let's do shutdown mode. Sorry. Will there be anything else? Have a great weekend.
Sorry, I think my staff died. Here's your money. Do you need anything else?
No. You've been extremely helpful. Thank you. Hope you have a great weekend! Hi, I'm picking up my dry cleaning.
Sure, no problem. How's your day going?
Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but judge it by the seeds that you plant.
You were working in your garden today?
Nah, I don't garden.
Oh, okay. So what have you been up to today? Running some errands?
Difficulties are God's errands, and when we are sent upon them, we should esteem it a proof of God's confidence.
Do not know how to process God's confidence. Shutting down. Sorry. Hope you're enjoying this weather.
I think my STAP broke. Sorry, here's your shirts.
Thanks. Hope you're having a great Friday.
Hey, how you doing? What'll you have?
So your staff asks what I want? Is the staff the bartender or are you?
He talks, I make the drink.
Long day? Well, TGIF. Did you see our menu of mixed drinks? Or would you like a pint of one of our over 50 beers on tap?
In truth, I have very poor and unhappy brains for drinking. I could well wish courtesy would invent some other custom of entertainment. Shakespeare, Othello, Act 2, Scene 3.
Shakespeare, Othello. Searching. No drink name. Shakespeare, Othello. Reset. Would you like a martini?
The martini? The only American invention as perfect as the sonnet. H.L. Mencken.
I do not understand sonnet. H.L. Mencken. Not found. I cannot make an H.L. Mencken. Not on approved list of beverages. Entering shutdown mode. Last call!
TGIF.
What happened?
It seems like your staff couldn't handle a little conversation. Maybe you can do a better job.
Maybe. Do you want a drink?
I'll take a Guinness.
Okay.
Hi, sorry, but I was just listening to your conversation with that robot bartender, and I was wondering what happened.
Oh, the stap?
Yeah, the small talk robo zombie.
You're not a fan?
I hate those things.
Huh! I thought I was the only one.
Oh no, they're infuriating. All that idiotic small talk. I refuse to have one on my phone. So, what happened to it? What did you say?
Well, yesterday, when I was talking to a stap, I quoted a line from a novel, and it couldn't compute the statement or something, and it shut down.
Really?
Yeah, and after that, I tried using a few more quotes on a bunch of different staps, and each one got confused and shut down.
That's great! Why do you think quotes shut them down?
I guess these staps are programmed to listen to conversation and mind day-to-day small talk and learn how to interact. They're not used to hearing anything intelligent or anything from literature.
I bet anything with emotion or feeling confuses it. That's so brilliant!
Thanks. I accidentally stumbled upon it.
With all the bookstores going out of business in the last 4 years, I'm not surprised the staps can't process quotes from books.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I've got no plans tonight besides sabotaging staps. Wanna join me?
I'd love to. Staps represent everything that's wrong with the world. I mean, is there such a thing as conversation anymore?
Yes! Thank you! My name's George.
I'm Veronica. Nice to meet you. So, how do we start?
Well, when a stap talks to us, we confuse it with quotes from novels or whatever else we can think of.
Great, I can finally put my master's in literature to use, even though I haven't paid it off yet.
Hey, I was an English minor in college.
I'm not surprised. I heard your Shakespeare quote.
Well, I came prepared. I memorized plenty of quotes. Wait, here's the other bartender. Hi, excuse me.
Hi, happy Friday. What can I get you?
Do you have any suggestions?
We have over 50 types of beer on tap.
Oh. Through the chamber of my brain, quaintest thoughts come to life and fade away. What care I how time advances? I am drinking ale today. Edgar Allan Poe.
Sorry, we have many ales on tap. What would you like to drink?
Alcohol, the rose-colored glasses of life. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
I understand you would like alcohol. We have many different varieties of alcoholic beverages.
The essence of beauty is unity and variety. Felix Mendelssohn.
Searching. Felix Mendelssohn is not on the menu. Beauty, unity, variety are not beverages we serve. Rebooting system. Last round. Closing time.
That's fantastic.
How'd you know those quotes?
Well, between grad school and all of my quote-a-day calendars, it was easy. I sort of have a photographic memory for really random stuff. George, I think I'm really gonna like this.
Well, there's a lot of staps out there. Shall we continue?
Lead the way. That was so much fun.
It was great.
I think we put 50 staps out of commission tonight, including the hostess here at the diner. It's not over. We still have the waitress's staff to talk to.
I've memorized the perfect quote for that.
You know, George, I can see why you hate staff so much. I mean, you're somebody who really has something to say, and I mean about everything. I can honestly say I haven't met a guy like you in maybe forever.
That's a great compliment coming from someone who can quote Edgar Allan Poe and who knows so many stories about the Algonquin Round Table.
I was worried I was boring you.
No way. You have so much to say about so much. I could talk to you all night.
Let's take a break in order first.
You're right. Confusing staps makes me hungry. You know, from your quotes, it sounds like you read a lot.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my mom and I had our own book club. My absolute favorite part of a book, though, is talking about it afterwards with someone else who read it. That's why I became an English teacher.
That's a perfect profession for you. Do you read plays?
I read everything.
I've been looking for alternatives to binge-watching shows, so I was thinking about seeing an off-Broadway play next weekend. Any interest in joining me?
That sounds great.
Hi. Hope you had a fun night. Would you like to start with a drink? Maybe some coffee.
I have measured out my life in coffee spoons.
Do you need a spoon?
Good communication is as stimulating as good coffee, and just as hard.
Sorry. Would you like a coffee? Good communication and good coffee. Processing request. Not on menu. Entering shutdown mode. Will there be anything else? Thanks, have a good night.
Sorry. That's weird. Something's wrong with my staff. What can I get you?
Hey, in life we can't really have anything at all. Desire is like a sunbeam skipping about a room. And when it stops on some inconsequential object, we poor fools try to grasp it. But when it moves on to something else, you've grabbed it, but the glitter that made you want it is gone. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
So wait, I don't understand. Does that mean you do or you don't want coffee?
Artificial Ignorance was recorded in its entirety on November 11 in New York City, featuring Baron B. Bass, Katie Corbis, Laura Dadap, Brittany Halls, Ty Hawthorne, Lacey Keene, James Kim, V. Ramos, Liz Regan, and Jack Siebert. It was written by Peter M. Carozzo and directed by Lacey Keene. Sound engineering by Liz Regan. Sound design by Leisha Brown. Sound editing by Tyler Grimes. Play development by Krista Gonzalez. Artwork by Emanuela Brumana. DTC Radio theme by Spencer Robelin. Artificial Ignorance was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gengenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.